Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I have a question to ask you. As you know, Dr. Bill Cosby had been accused by a lot of women, somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 women, of having, in one way or another, sexually assaulted them. And of course, you know the outcome. He had one trial that really was the fateful trial for him, and that has to do with the case that was brought against him by Andrea Constand, whom he was apparently mentoring for a while she was at Temple University. What are your thoughts about the allegations, plural? What are your thoughts about this last case? And I'm saying this last case, this is it. Andrea Constand has brought her case against him. Looked like it would have been a closed case some time ago. Didn't happen that way. And she brought that case against him, saying that he drugged her. And then, while she was drugged and apparently unable to defend herself, he, some kind of way, molested her. Based on that, he has, in his final years, 3 to 10 years in state prison. So many, I guess this is disappointing in a number of ways, because as a lot of people have been saying, Bill Cosby was known as America's dad. He had really just amazed us, impressed us, captivated us, particularly on the show, The Cosby Show. He had a couple of follow-ups, at least a couple of follow-ups to that one. And I mean where he was in. I'm not talking about the show where the kids were on the college campus. I know that was him too, but I mean where he was starring in the show. He had one, The Cosbys, that featured him and his wife. He had another one that was much less known. That was, I think it was called The Cosby Mysteries. Now, I tell you, I wasn't that excited about The Cosbys. For whatever reason, that just didn't really grab me like The Cosby Show did. But The Cosby Mysteries was one that I really, really liked. He couldn't get any play, though. He could not get it picked up by anyone who would really give it, put it front and center. But I really enjoyed it. It was a pretty good mystery show, sort of like Columbo. And I really enjoyed Columbo. And it was on that vein. But like I said, they weren't able to get a lot of play with that. So it didn't last long at all. It did not succeed. But as we know, The Cosby Show was very successful. It ran a number of seasons and, again, just captivated America with so much going on that was good, but particularly by what we saw of Bill Cosby himself. I mean, just a great dad on The Cosby Show. And of course, that's not all. We saw him in quite a few movies that were pretty good. I mean, pretty good in the sense that people enjoy them. Quality of them, I'm not so sure. I'm thinking, what was it, one about Saturday night? And it was a comedy. Bill Cosby and Sidney Poitier were in it. And it was kind of funny. It's one of those movies, though, that I'm not so sure I'd be so excited about watching now. There were points in there. What was it called? Not Mother Jugs and Speed. That was kind of funny, too. A Piece of the Action. A Piece of the Action. Yeah. He's done so much. Uptown Saturday Night. That's the one I was really thinking about. Yeah. Uptown Saturday Night and A Piece of the Action. Again, movies that were, you know, considered kind of funny. But, I mean, he was just all over the place. What about Fat Albert? Who can forget Fat Albert? So many great lessons learned from that cartoon. Great morals, great values. Let's Do It Again. Who remembers that movie? I know a bunch of you remember that movie. Let's Do It Again with the Staples Singers doing the honors with the soundtrack. Let's Do It Again. Yeah, that was just kind of a funny movie. Now, again, I'm not so sure it could hold me now like it did then. But, you know, I'm just talking about the fact that he was really, I mean, he was all over the place. But I think that the Cosby Show really sealed it for him, especially when it comes to that image of being America's dad. And then we hear all of these allegations of sexual misconduct. Now, here's the thing that for me kind of sealed it for Dr. Cosby. They say that, I think it was either 2004 or 2006, he paid Andrea Constand nearly $3.4 million, they say, in a 2006 settlement. $3.4 million. The amount of that settlement hadn't been made public before Montgomery County District Attorney Kevin Steele addressed it on day one of the retrial centered on allegations that Cosby drugged and molested Constand in his Pennsylvania home in 2004. So allegedly he molested her in 2004. And only 2 years later, settled for $3.4 million. Cosby's defense team had lobbied to include the settlement as evidence, which they'll likely use to portray Constant as a gold digger. A gold digger. She said she had gone to his home seeking some advice on how to further her career. And according to Ms. Constance, she ended up being drugged into unconsciousness and then molested while unconscious. Now, one of the reports that I read, I guess maybe a year ago, said that in the case where he did agree to the settlement, Dr. Cosby confessed that he had molested, that he had drugged and molested Andrea Constand. And part of the reason being that they had agreed that the case would be sealed. Now, that's one of the puzzling parts about this for me? If indeed he did confess that he had drugged her and molested her. I don't know. I can understand that he would think that at no point down the road would that come back to haunt him if it was agreed that it would be sealed, but then it was determined that, hey, we're going to unseal this because it's pertinent, it's relevant. According to the New York Times, Cosby made the claims in a deposition from a 2005 lawsuit filed by Andrea Constand, who accused Cosby of drugging and molesting her. Cosby said he gave Constand some Benadryl before they had, he says, consensual sexual contact. And this is saying that it was consensual, but I had read at one point that he admitted drugging her, and of course, that's what he said here. He gave her Benadryl, and then, well, here's the thing, long and the short of it, the jury found him guilty of not only drugging her, but also of molesting her, and he has 3 to 10 years in prison. What are your thoughts about that? Was that the right decision? Was it the right decision to have him put in prison for 3 to 10 years? How many of you say, well, hey, look, the man's 81 years old. Why would it even matter at this point? Well, part of the reasoning is that even at the age of 81 and with partial blindness, however much blindness he may have, there's no guarantee that he won't try to molest someone else. So 3 to 10 years. What do you think? Was it a fair decision? Is it good that some kind of investigation was carried out? What are your thoughts? A woman or several women say, hey, look, man molested us. What should we do? What should the American public do? What should our response be? Investigate and let's see where this goes. How about Roy Moore of Alabama, who recently ran for Senate and was defeated by Doug Jones?